firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. So many things happening in Lansing, and it was kind of interesting because as I got a news alert to the radio station this morning, the Democrats introducing a bunch of bills, even trying to get involved in the budget program process. House Democrats. Now, in Lansing, you understand there's 110 state representatives. Right now, 58 are Republican, 58 Republican, 52 Democrats. Well, the House Democrats unveiled a $24 billion school aid budget. From their position while being in the minority, while the House Republicans have been nowhere to be seen and actually were in a budget retreat elsewhere in Lansing, not even at the Capitol yesterday. The Democrat-controlled Senate passed their budget plan nearly a month ago, and their education school aid budget was lower. It came in at $21.8 billion. Well, the House Appropriations Committee Minority Vice Chair, Alabas Farhat from Dearborn, is suggesting $11,400 per pupil as the allowance for the school aid fund budget. $1.2 billion for school infrastructure grants and $500 million toward reducing classroom sizes via grants and more. Now, the House Speaker, Matt Hall, Republican, announced last month that when his school aid budget does come out, it will include $12,000 per pupil. And with much fewer special carve-outs for special groups known among those in the budget-making process as categoricals. When asked if the Democrats' budget plan accounts for the House Republicans' road funding plan that exempts motor fuel from the sales tax but holds schools harmless for promising sales tax revenue for funding, Farhat said there is a bill in that package that will keep the school aid fund using sales tax revenue. So he fully anticipates that every dollar that goes to schools now that is collected at the pump will still continue to go to the schools. Well, on the Republican side, that's not their plan. That's not what they're looking at doing. In addition, the $24 billion budget for the school aid fund does not account for higher education funding. Instead, they're proposing that higher education, community college, universities be funded in the general fund. And they're asking that the higher education receives an automatic 4.5% increase over last year. Farhat said that if State Representative Kathy Schmaltz of Jackson, Republican, House Bill 4170, returns the state income tax rate to 4.05%, if that does not pass, then there would be enough funding for the Democrats' plan. However, if the Republicans are able to get passage of the reduction of the state income tax then there wouldn't be enough money, according to Farhat. Additionally, the $1.2 billion pot for infrastructure grants is raising eyebrows. After last month, when more than half of the school bonding millages failed, Farhat said that doesn't mean that school districts still don't have infrastructure needs. You're seeing families being made to make very tough decisions about whether or not they can pay rent and buy groceries. So if you ask them, do you think your school needs improvements? They'll say yes, but we can't afford it. Farhat said that the grant process would upgrade facilities irrespective of the local community's ability to level a tax to pay for it. State Representative Julie Brixey, Democrat of Okemos, now down near Lansing, said children in rural areas with low property values suffer since children in areas with higher property values are able to afford new buildings and other infrastructure. So ongoing funding included in the Democrats' plan that they submitted, laundry list of dollars, but here's the big ones. $2.6 billion for special education, $1 billion for at-risk students, $625 million for Great Start Readiness Program, and that would be the pre-K 4-year-olds. $625 million. $200 million to continue the Universal School Meals Program. $125 million for school district upgrades to their transportation systems. $50 million for bilingual education. $40 million for career and technical education. $25 million for early on program, and $25 million for mental health and school safety funding. Then they've isolated some of the smaller, $12 million for isolated or rural school districts. One-time funding grants, according to the Democrats' plan that they're looking to do, $1.2 billion for school infrastructure. If you need a new roof, you need to upgrade your heating system, there'll be grant money available according to the Democrats' proposal. $500 million for classroom size reduction grants. This would be money that could hire more teachers and reduce classroom sizes. $300 million for mental health and safety of the building school safety building fund. $300 million for literacy grants. $100 million for out-of-school programs. Robert McCann, the executive director of the K-12 Alliance of Michigan, said while he appreciates the real investments in our schools put forward by the House Democrats, he's hopeful that the House Republicans on Wednesday could come out publicly and share the same commitment and to pass a budget soon by moving their plan. We need to get this done as soon as possible. School districts start their new fiscal year budgets on July 1st, and we need to know what we're getting from Lansing to be able to do that. So, again, House Democrats being somewhat proactive, coming out with a proposal for school aid funding. $24 billion. This is the largest amount proposed in state history. kind of interesting because it is more than what the Senate Democrats passed last month by over $3 billion, or almost $3 billion, excuse me. And you know what's really interesting about this whole process? No comments, no response, no quotes anywhere to be found by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Totally silent. I mean, she's acting like she's almost not even in the state right now. Nowhere to be seen. No comments about what they did in the Senate. Democrats, Senate-controlled Senate, and now the House Democrats' proposal, and nothing about the Republicans in any way, shape, or form. So, kind of interesting. And one of the things that I think we're looking at here is the process. Because the House Republican majority, they've already passed a $20 billion keep the government open resolution. They've already put together a plan that could keep the government open at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Because from what I'm hearing from various sources, they are going through this budget with a fine-tooth comb. They're looking at spending within every single bureaucratic department agency in Lansing. And if that's their mode of operandi, folks, this very well possibly could go well beyond the October 1st deadline. Because if they don't have a budget passed, the government shuts down. And this is going to be blamed by both sides. Democrats will blame it on the Republicans. The Republicans will blame it on the Democrats. The governor will blame the Republicans. The Republicans will blame the governor. And this whole thing comes to a screeching halt. Question is going to be, are the Democrats in the Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, are they going to be willing to accept the keep the government open $20 billion package that the House Republicans have already passed? That's going to be the question. Final segment of hour number one. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill, let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. What do you guys think? Do you think that the budget coming out of Lansing, $86 billion out of the Senate Democrats' passage a month ago, Governor Gretchen Whitmer just under that, roughly $85.2 billion, in the House Republicans appearing to be doing a deep dive into the budget. State representative Republicans that I've spoken to, text message with, many of them are saying it needs to get cut down to the level it was when Gretchen Whitmer took office. $58 billion when Rick Snyder handed her the keys to the governor's mansion. This would be the seventh budget Governor Gretchen Whitmer would be signing fiscal year 2026. What do you guys think? Do you think the Democrats being in control 23-24 legislative session, Governor Gretchen Whitmer being the governor since January 2019, the budget's gone up 47% in 6 years of what they've actually passed and signed into law. 47%. So, you know, if we were to look at this, rounding it up to 48%, 8%. Per year in the six budgets that this governor has signed into effect. 8% a year increase on average. Now you have to understand, during the China virus back in 2020, heading into the 21 fiscal year, a lot of money came from Washington, D.C. Then there was another huge amount of money that came into the state in 22-23's budget. They had a $9 billion surplus of China virus money that they found a way to spend and not keep it in the rainy day fund and did not return it to the people of the state of Michigan. They spent the money. The money is gone. Are we on a sustainable track You have declining population. You have population that is getting older every single day. 10,000 seniors every single day right now are going on Medicare, meaning basically they turn 65. 10,000 a day, like clockwork, every 24 hours across the country. So one of the things you have to ask yourself is a very simple question. Do you expect the House-controlled Republican majority to stop this insanity, to come out with a budget that is a lot lower, that would require a lot of cuts in various departments, agencies within state government, reduce the size of the employees, get rid of 3,000 state workers. Last numbers I saw, over 44,000 people in the state of Michigan work for the state. It's the largest employer in our state. Is this something that needs to happen? And the question is this the year it needs to occur? Because going into next year's election, folks, everybody is up for re-election. Everybody. State representatives, state senators, governor, attorney general, secretary of state, a new U.S. senator. It's all on the ballot. Is this the perfect timing for the House majority, Republican-controlled House, to come out with a bold reduction, basically doging Lansing, much like what Donald Trump and the Republicans are doing in Washington? Is it time to try to make some cuts? What do you guys think? If you think it is, you think it's time, text me a Y for yes. If you say no, it's bad timing from a political standpoint. You don't want the negative headlines running into an election next year. It's not time to rock the boat that much. Text me N for no. We'll run this unscientific poll for the next hour, and I'll announce the results in the third hour between 11 and noon. Why? Yes, it's time for major, major cuts in state spending, or N for no, bad timing, don't do it. The Democrats will attack the Republicans, and it will hurt us next year in the 2026 election. Going to be checking the numbers. I'm not going to read them on my phone. I'll leave them unread, so I'll have a total added up, and we'll announce it in the third hour. Well, that's it for hour number one, top of the hour news break. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you.